Chapter 9, Our Perfect Lamb.
Back at the beginning of time, when Adam and Eve first sinned, God promised that one day He would send a special man called the Savior. The Savior would save people from the second death and the sadness that sin brings. When the time came for the Savior to arrive, God Himself left heaven to come to earth. The Creator God was the Savior. His name was Jesus, which means God is the one who saves.
Jesus lived on the earth, visiting friends, working, eating food, sleeping, traveling to many places, just like any other man. But Jesus was also very different from you and me. Jesus never did anything wrong. All the time He lived on earth, even as a little boy, He never did one bad thing, not even the smallest thing. Jesus was the only man who ever lived a perfect life, who never sinned. Because Jesus lived a perfect life, He had no sin to be punished. He did not need to die. People only die because of sin, and Jesus never sinned.
Although Jesus didn't have to die, He told people that one day men would take Him, beat Him, and nail Him to a wooden cross to kill Him. Jesus would die. After being dead for 3 days, He would come back to life. Those who heard Him say this didn't believe it. They told Him not to talk that way. But what Jesus was saying was true. He was telling His friends the rest of God's plan. He was telling them good news.
It was all about God's promise. It was all about the lamb. Do you remember the lamb? How people had to bring one? Now Jesus was being called the Lamb of God. Remember how the lamb had to be a male lamb? Well, Jesus was a man. Do you remember how the lamb had to be perfect? Well, Jesus was perfect. He never sinned.
Remember how the lamb was to be brought to an altar, a special place of death? Well, after Jesus had been on earth for a while, He allowed men to bring Him to a cross, a special place of death. And do you remember how the one bringing the lamb put His hand on its head, showing that His sin was being placed on the lamb? The Bible says that when Jesus was nailed to the cross, all our sin was taken off us and placed on Him. He took everybody's sin, from the best people to the very worst men and women. The sin of every boy, girl, mom, and dad was moved on to Jesus. All the nasty things that had ever been said, He heard. All the terrible things that had ever been done, He knew. All the anger that had ever been shown, He saw. All the hurt that had ever been caused, He felt. All of sin's horrible dirtiness was placed on the perfect Jesus. He felt it all. He knew it all. He took it all. It must have been terrible. Yes, it all had to do with a lamb. Jesus was the lamb, our lamb.
But think back to the rest of the story. Do you remember what happened to the lamb? Because sin must be punished, and death is the punishment for sin, the lamb had to die. It was the same way with Jesus. Because all our sin had been moved onto Him, He had to be punished. Jesus had to die. The Bible says that Jesus died in our place. He took all the punishment our sin deserved, so that we would never need to suffer the second death. Jesus was the final lamb. No more lambs needed to be brought to an altar. Jesus had done it all. God had kept His promise.
So why on a cross did Jesus die? And why did it need to be? Jesus the Lamb gave up his life. Did he do it to rescue me? Yes, the little lamb was just a sign of what would one day be. But Jesus, the final perfect lamb, he died in place of me. Yes, the Bible has the